Welcome in. Today we're building a Midnight Amen Jungle transition in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way Reval Breakbeat Session Stay Sane. We're going to make the transition hit hard, and we're going to color and arrange everything so you can read your track like a map. This is beginner-friendly, but it's also legit. The whole idea is simple. In jungle and drum and bass, transitions live and die on break edits. Little intentional changes that build tension, then release. The Midnight vibe is mostly contrast, not complexity. So we're going to use one main tension move, like a filter going darker, plus one punctuation move, like a quick stutter or a breath of silence. That's it. Then we'll make the drop feel huge by snapping everything back to clean. All right. Let's set up the project. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. I'm going to pick 168 BPM, because it's a sweet spot for jungle and modern rollers. Now create an audio track and name it Amen Break. Then create two return tracks. Return A will be short verb. Return B will be dub delay. If you want, also create a couple optional tracks like Impact FX, Sub Bass, and Atmos, but don't feel like you need them yet. Now drag an Amen Break sample into arrangement view on your Amen Break track. Before we touch effects, we need the break to feel right. Click the clip and turn on warp. For warping mode, choose beats. Set preserve to transient, then turn on loop, and set the loop length to either 1 bar or 2 bars, depending on your sample. Here's a big beginner save. If the Amen feels smeared or kind of facey, it's usually because the first downbeat isn't properly aligned. Find the first clean transient that should be the one, right-click it, and choose set 1.1.1 here. That one move can make the groove snap into place. Now, before we arrange anything, we're going to color code the session. This is not cosmetic. This is workflow. When you can tell what's happening in 1 second, you make better decisions, faster. Here's a solid D&B color scheme. Drums and breaks, red or orange. Bass, deep blue. Effects, purple. Atmos and pads, dark green. Vox or one shots, yellow. In Live 12, right-click the track header and assign a track color. Rename clearly too. Something like Amen Main is perfect. Quick pro workflow. Make a group called Drums and drop the Amen track inside it. Color the group red. And if you add more drum layers later, give them slightly different shades so your eyes can separate them instantly. Now we build what we're actually here for, an 8-bar transition you can paste into a Reval track. Bars 1 through 4 will be the rolling Amen groove. Bars 5 and 6 are the tension build. Bar 7 is the midnight moment, a quick stutter or retrigger. Bar 8 is the breath right before the drop. Then right after that, we hit the drop with a break clean and full. So first, create the main groove. Duplicate your loop so the Amen plays for 4 bars straight. Keep it simple. We want a clean bassline so the transition has somewhere to go. Now add a basic device chain on the Amen track using stock Ableton devices. First, EQ 8. Put a high-pass filter at around 30 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That just removes rumble. Then, if the break sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Don't overdo it. Next, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch can be subtle, like 0 to 10%. Boom is optional and dangerous on breaks, because it can get muddy fast. If you use boom, keep it tiny. Optional but very nice. Add glue compressor after drum bus. Try an attack of 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The point is to gel, not smash. Now a coaching note that will make the rest of this lesson work. Get the Amen to sit before you transition it. Do a quick gain staging check. Adjust your clip gain or track level so the peaks are landing around minus 6 to minus 3 dB before the master. And if drum bus and glue are making the track louder, level match with the output controls so you're not confusing louder with better. If the level stays consistent, your transition moves will be obvious. Next, we're going to create space using returns so we can automate vibe without washing out the drums. On return A, short verb, load hybrid reverb, use algorithmic mode, set decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't eat the transient, high cut somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz to keep it dark and controlled. And remember, because this is a return, wet should be 100%. On return B, dub delay, load echo, set the time to 1/8 or 1/4. If you want that bouncy jungle push, try 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Use echoes filter, high pass around 200 Hz and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so the delay doesn't fight the low end or get too bright. Keep modulation subtle. Wet at 100% since it's a return. Now send the amen to those returns lightly. For reverb, somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. For delay, start very low, even off, like minus infinity up to minus 18. We're going to automate it later for drama. Now the fun part. The midnight transition. Duplicate your 4-bar section so you now have bars 5 through 8 as a copy. This is your transition zone. We'll sculpt it with automation and one tight edit. First tension move. Filter the breakdown. Add auto filter on the amen track and place it before drum bus. That way, as you filter, the saturation reacts differently and it feels more intentional. Set auto filter to a low pass filter with a 24 dB slope. Resonance around 10 to 20%. You don't want a whistle. Drive optional 0 to 3 dB. Now automate the cutoff over bars 5 and 6. Slowly move from around 12 kHz down to somewhere like 1.5 to 3 kHz. Then in bar 7, dip even further briefly, maybe around 800 Hz, so it feels underwater for just a moment. While you're doing this, listen for a common beginner problem. When you low pass, the break can feel like it's just getting quieter, not darker. If that happens, you can counter it with a subtle EQ move during the deepest filter point, a small mid boost around 1 to 2.5 kHz. Very gentle, just to keep presence while still sounding dark. Second tension move, push reverb and delay sends up. Automate the amens reverb, send to rise from around minus 12 dB up to around minus 6 dB by bar 7. Automate the delay send from around minus 18 up to around minus 8 by bar 7. One huge cleanup tip for breakbeats. Filter your reverb return. On return A, after hybrid reverb, add EQ 8. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz, and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. This keeps your low end from turning into fog. If you want to go one step further, you can add a compressor after the reverb and sidechain it gently from the amen track, so the reverb tail ducks a bit when the drums hit. That makes the space breathe instead of smearing the groove. Now, punctuation move, the bar 7 stutter. Here's the beginner safe method. At the start of bar 7, split the amen clip. Use Command-E on Mac or Control-E on Windows. Now click the bar 7 clip, turn on loop, and set the loop length to 1/8 for a classic stutter or 1/16 for more frantic jungle energy. Let it stutter for one beat or two beats, then go back to normal playback. Keep it short. Jungle edits are powerful because they're quick and intentional. Think of it like a wink, not a new loop. And if you're not sure where to put it rhythmically, aim for a musical anchor. Either the first snare of bar 7, or the last snare before the drop. Those spots read clearly in jungle phrasing. Optional variation that sounds way more advanced than it is. Do a delay throw on one hit only. Instead of flooding whole bar with delay, automate the echo send to jump up just on a single snare, then snap back down immediately. Cleaner, more dramatic, less soup. Now bar 8, the pre-drop breath. You've got two classic options. Option 1, silence the amen for the first half of bar 8. Split the clip at bar 8, then remove or mute the first half bar. Option 2, leave only the reverb tail. Pull the track volume down while your sends are still up, so the break disappears, but the space hangs for a moment. If you want an impact, add an audio track with a crash or impact sample, put hybrid reverb on it for length, and EQ out everything below about 150 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. Now we organize the arrangement so it looks like a professional project, not a pile of audio. Add locators in arrangement view. At the top ruler, right-click and add locator at the start of each main section. Name them intro, roll, midnight transition, and drop. Then do a neat trick, create a MIDI track called sections. Drop in empty MIDI clips that span each section like colored blocks. Color intro dark green, builder transition purple, and drop red. Now you have a visual timeline. You should be able to glance at your screen and instantly know where the drop is. Here's a quick live 12 checklist routine you can run at the end of the session. 1. Are your returns filtered so low end isn't washing out? 2. Are your automation lanes obvious, like auto filter cutoff, sends, and track volume? 3. Can you tell where the drop is in 1 second just by looking, thanks to locators, section blocks, and track colors? Now, make the drop hit harder using one simple contrast trick. Right at the drop, after bar 8, reset the tension. Disable or fully open the auto filter so the break comes back full spectrum. Pull the reverb and delay sends back down to the earlier, subtle levels. If you want a tiny extra punch, automate drum bus drive slightly higher just for the first bar of the drop, like a small bump. The point is contrast. The drop should feel cleaner and louder even if it's literally the same sample. Before we wrap, let's cover the common mistakes so you can avoid them fast. If the amen sounds blurry, you're probably over-warping or the first transient isn't aligned. Recheck the downbeat and keep warp mode on beats with preserve transient. If the break loses punch, you're probably using too much reverb directly on the track. Keep reverb mostly on sends, and filter the return. If the filter whistles, your resonance is too high or your cutoff automation is too jumpy, keep resonance moderate and draw smooth automation curves. If the stutter feels like it takes over the groove, it's too long, one beat, two beats max. And if you feel lost in your own project, that's the organization piece. Color and locators are not optional in arrangement-heavy genres like DNB. Now your mini practice for 10 minutes. Make two different 8-bar transitions using the exact same amen. Version A is low pass plus reverb swell. Version B is a high pass style build with a delay throw. For that high pass feel, you can use auto filter set to high pass around 150 to 300 HC and focus the tension on removing weight, then bring it back for the drop. In both versions, add at least three locators and build the sections marker track with colored clips.